Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough will host a Hazardous Waste Collection Day on Saturday, January 11th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. The event is offered to minimize harmful toxins entering the landfill. It is free to households. Businesses will be charged a fee. Also, households with 55 gallons or more must pre-register. The Kenai Peninsula Borough's Hazardous Waste Disposal Program allows households and small businesses to properly dispose of hazardous wastes and chemicals. Improper disposal can contaminate water supplies, cause explosions and fires, and seriously threaten waste collection workers. Hazardous Waste Collection Days are scheduled throughout the year at the Central Peninsula Landfill and the Homer and Seward Transfer Facilities. Hazardous waste is waste that in sufficient quantities and concentrations threatens human life, health, or the environment when improperly stored, transported, treated, or disposed of. This event happens 7 times a year and is a great opportunity to properly dispose of hazardous materials instead of putting them in landfills where they can have long-term negative effects. Antifreeze, hazardous liquids, chemicals, pesticides, and chemicals often stored around the house may be brought in. The landfill usually gets a lot of paint on hazardous waste collection days as well. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Central Peninsula Hospital is bringing back a COVID-era program. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with the story.
Central Peninsula Hospital, located in Soldotna, announced this week the return of its popular community education series, Dine and Discuss, an evening of health education in connection with local physicians. Dine and Discuss has been a popular series over the last 20 years, but it was put on pause due to COVID-19. This engaging program offers residents of the Kenai Peninsula the opportunity to enjoy a delicious meal while gaining valuable health insights from local medical professionals in a relaxed and welcoming atmosphere. Shannon Davis, marketing manager at Central Peninsula Hospital, on the event.
This is an opportunity for people in the community to come and listen to a presentation by one of our local providers. So it's just a really casual setting for our community to get to know our doctors a little bit better and also to have that opportunity to ask some questions without having to actually come in and have an appointment with somebody.
Attendees will leave with knowledge to enhance their quality of life. Each Dine and Discuss session features a Central Peninsula Hospital provider presenting on a health topic of community interest, followed by a Q&A session. Davis says more than 35 people have already registered for their first Dine and Discuss. The following are upcoming topics: heart health, diabetes management, joint pain and arthritis, sleep disorders, recognizing early signs of neurological conditions, mental health, and more. The series will take place on the third Thursday of each month from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Denali Room at the Central Peninsula Hospital. The first session, scheduled for January 16th of 2025, will feature Dr. Samuel Adams of Central Peninsula Kenai Spine. Dr. Adams will present the hidden journey of myelopathy, understanding spinal cord health for a better life, providing insights into the importance of spinal cord health and its impact on overall well-being. This unique event is free to attend, with dinner available for purchase at $15. People are also welcome to come and participate without eating, although the hospital asks that everyone who attends to register whether or not they will be eating so that they have enough seating. Furthermore, space is limited and pre-registration is required by January 10th of 2025. Don't miss the chance to connect with local physicians, enjoy great food, and participate in meaningful health education. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.